It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And see where we're at, and then we can have a better idea of making a decision on what we're going to do.
So, Donnie, quickly here, my thought would be, Priester could fill in as the long man tonight. He doesn't start the game, but he comes in maybe after an inning. And then if you count the days, I think he could just start that gap game, the last game of that White Sox series. I'm trying to do the math. They're already listing, like on ESPN, Skeens and Perez pitching back-to-back, and then a gap, then Keller. We know Fleming starts tonight. I would think the last game of that White Sox, the gap could be Ortiz, I would
think.
You're
going to have Ortiz in there somewhere.
In the gap, I would think. And then you could pitch Priester tonight. Tell me if I'm not crazy. You pitch Priester tonight, then you could pitch Priester the last game before the break, no?
Yeah, I would think the plan is Fleming to go like 1-2 tonight and then try to
get four out of Priester maybe? Five if you're lucky?
The thing, I know people hate the opener games. I'm not huge on them either. Early on when they did that this year, it surprisingly worked very well. They've gotten some very good performances out of that strategy. I would just let Priester go really until he runs into any sort of trouble. I mean, they probably will have some sort of limit on him
coming off of injury.
Well.
Yeah, coming back from injury.
But I mean, if he comes in out of the pen in like the second or third inning and he can cruise through 4-5 innings, that's ideal.
Man, as long as Jones is out, just so much of it becomes now if they want to stay in this race. It feels like you have to win every Keller and Skeens start, doesn't it? That's the feeling I get. I'm like looking at it, and Ortiz has been really good. Ortiz has a very live arm. He could be a complete wild card in here, but it just feels like the Keller and Skeen starts are just massively important for them to always get wins, and then preferably save all of their runs for the games where everybody else is pitching and try to win those in slugfest style. Out to the fan hotline we go, and it is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, to talk to Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown. And he is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Well, Brownie, I know that I've already blew up your spot the last time we talked. I think I was on solo again. The Pirates were in Milwaukee, or about to go to Milwaukee, and I got you to answer that was one of your favorite places on the road, so we don't have to trot over that ground today. I know you're happy with where you are because you like that city, but I'll start you thusly. people have been doing Twitter digging on, like, it's one of those deals where I think fans have noticed, hey, this team just seems stuck in, like, a situation where they win two or they lose two, but they never win or lose three in a row. It just feels like a continuation of 5-5 stretches. So I went and did some research, starting with they've played 90 games, from games 31 all the way to game 90. This team is a total of 2 games under .500. The 10-game stretches look like this: 4-6, 5-5, 5-5, 5-5, 6-4, and now 4-6 in the most recent 10. What do you think is the biggest reason they have not been able to get a big winning streak going, while at the same time not suffering through a big losing streak either, and they've just been unable to break that stretch of basically 5-5 play?
Well, I suppose my first reaction is probably it's the offense. They just they're scoring, you know, one or two runs a game, and they get just enough good pitching in there, starting pitching, that they hold off on losing streaks, but they can't put together big winning streaks because they don't hit the ball enough. They don't score enough runs. I saw, I guess to go along with what you're saying, and maybe you saw the same thing. I don't know where I saw it, but what is it, 51 games now without a winning or losing streak of three in a row?
Yep.
And it's with the second longest streak in Major League history?
It's only the second time in Major League history, Greg. I saw the same tweet you did. There's only one other team that has gone at least 50 games in any stretch without losing or winning three in a row. It was the Braves. They did the last, I think, three games of 2021 and then 52 games of 2022. They didn't win or lose three in a row. That's the only other time in Major League history it's even gone 50 games, to say nothing of how long the streak is.
That's just unbelievable. It is. It's really, it's crazy. But my gut reaction is to say that it's just got to be that offense just has not been able to consistently score runs. And again, you get just enough starting pitching that it, you know, eke out some games. And then when you don't have the good starting pitching, you lose a couple. I suppose that's it. Maybe I keep thinking it's just a matter of time before they do put a string, because they really haven't, other than that first week of the season. They haven't done what most teams do, regardless of what their final record shows at the end of the year. They win, you know, 12 of 15 at some point. So I still feel like that's in them, just a matter of when it starts.
Does it feel like when we discuss this kind of quirk of the stats, and baseball's full of stuff like this, Greg, but does it feel like a glass half full situation? Hey, they've had no offense, but they've managed to avoid big losing streaks, when you observe what we're talking about here, or glass half empty, like, wow, they're getting some really, really good efforts from the pitching? Like, how do you just observe it from afar? Because I have to admit here, and this might shock you, I'm more of a glass half empty guy, where when I see how good the pitching has been, it is frustrating for me personally to observe them and say, how did they not manage to string together four or five wins in a row at least once during this stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree with you. If you just, without looking at stats, you know, you look at a season. Now we look at a half a season. You look back at last year and you thought, well, they grew a little bit, maybe, when all said, not even looking at the record. As the season progressed, you just felt they were getting better. Last couple months this season, you felt that they were a better club than they were the first half. For me, this first half of the season is a disappointment, no matter how you look at it. Not even looking at the fact that they're still within a few games. For me, the biggest disappointment is that the division is getting away. It's great to talk about within a handful of games of a wild card, but at some point, when are you going to talk about trying to win a division? So for me, so far, leading up to the All-Star break, again, stats aside, wins and losses aside, all that, just looking at the year through 90 games, this season to this point has been a disappointment.
Well, and this seems to be the last stand for them as far as the division goes. You don't really win bare minimum two out of these next three, let alone maybe even sweep somehow the Brewers, which would be quite a thing. You're double-digit games back at that point, Brownie. And I look at that Brewers team. I don't know about you. I look at them, and that's a fairly well-put-together team. But I'm also just stunned that they're this much better than the Pirates, at least record-wise, right now.
Well, I think that's the disappointing thing. I agree. And, in fact, I look at other teams in the division, I'm thinking, gee, it doesn't feel like it should be this way. That this team should be better than this. So talking about the Pirates team, and that the Brewers aren't, if you look, match them up, they just don't look to be that much better all the way around than Pittsburgh. Maybe that's the glass half full in me, thinking that the Pirates are that much, you know, are as good a club the way they are constructed currently, that they should win more ball games, especially with that pitching you talked about. It's a huge hit, Jared Jones being gone, though. I mean, there's no getting around it. You can sugarcoat it, but he's going to be out for, well, how long has it been now? A week? Maybe it's been a couple
feels
weeks.
Like, yeah, it feels like, Greg, it's going to be at least into August at some
point.
I
think it's
going to
be later. I mean, I'm thinking you may not see until September.
Yeah, the way Ben Cherington talked about it, he didn't say it, but I don't know. You probably heard the same thing I did. I know Joe Block was doing the Ben Cherington show, but he talked about, well, if we shut him down for this many weeks, then we have to ramp him back up, and that's a process. And the whole thing served to tell me that basically it was code for don't expect to see him back pitching major league games anytime soon.
Well, I mean, I just looked, Chris, at what's even before I heard Cherington and talking to enough people and seeing the injury and looking at the past injuries of that type, I knew he was going to be shut down for a couple of weeks and then ramp him back up. And then you're looking at a rehab and then that's weeks. That's a couple months. So that's a huge hit. It's a gigantic hit and there's no getting around it. Now, that's not to say that somebody can't, like Ortiz. All of a sudden he has stepped up and his two starts have been Jared Jones-like. And that's kind of what they thought they might be getting from him, his first taste of the big leagues. And then he regressed last year and it looks like he's found it. So that would be a huge shot in the arm. And what if he does end up being, for several weeks, Jared Jones-like?
Well, they're going to need him to be to stay in in this wild card chase because I think the Jones injury and then Falter's been largely pitching well. That for me, Greg, I started to look at that as I was trying to evaluate how they should handle 3 weeks out now from the trade deadline, and that started to change the calculus for me as to what I would think that they would want to do or how they should proceed if those guys are out for a while.
Yeah, well, again, we'll know in the next 3 weeks what they decide to do trade deadline wise, and you're right, starting. It really started, with that Cardinals series, and it's a disappointing homestand. So now, you got to forget about that. You're buoyed by the fact that you won yesterday. It was a good win. They played better, but still, the time is now, Chris. If they want to think about postseason, this team has got to start winning now before the break. And you know, there are no locks at all. Certainly, the Pirates, the last team on earth that should be looking ahead to the schedule. But since you and I aren't in the field, I guess we can do this as fans. You're playing three division games against the team that leads your division that has beaten you up in their home ballpark. You've got to try and win this series. You got to win two or three. And then you go to take on one of the worst teams in all of baseball, in the Chicago White Sox. So there it is in front of you. Six games. Go into the All-Star break. I just hope, and I think they are thinking that the way you and I are, we're to the point now. If we want to move on beyond the All-Star break and think about trade deadline stuff and postseason play, the time is now to start winning.
Greg Brown joining us for a few more minutes here on the PM Team. Pirates Brewers just after 8 o'clock right here on 93.7 The Fan. I think we've all been waiting for it. He had a pretty good month of May. It wasn't bad in June, but do you get the sense like I do? I think I heard you guys say this, so maybe I'm parroting what you're saying on the broadcast, but it feels like, especially obviously against right-handed pitching, O'Neill Cruz is starting to really percolate here. The one against the Mets yesterday was just a thunderous home run that he hit in that game.
Well, I just like his at-bats the last couple weeks. I just like the fact he's not jumping anything. He's spitting on pitches. He seems to be recognizing pitches early out of the hand. I'd like him, to be quite honest with you. We debate lineups all the time, but I'd like him to play against everybody. I'd like him to be out there every single day. I think this is what, you know, you had to go through his struggles in April and much of May. As frustrating as it was, he had to get at bats. He had to be out there. He has to see pitching. He's not adjusted yet. We saw it. The last several weeks of 2022, we saw kind of this Cruz starting to develop, learning the league. It's a major thing for these guys to figure it out and to figure out what and to punch back To make the adjustments necessary to figure out what they're doing, what you're doing, what they're trying to do to you, situations. It takes time, and it was finally getting there. And then he gets hurt in the first week of the season last year, and he misses an entire year. That was amazing to me. He didn't play winter ball. And then so we had to expect that there were going to be some really tough times for him, and the only way to get through it is to go out onto the field, play these games, play against this best pitching in the world, and learn from it, and take your hits, knowing that you'll learn, knowing you'll adjust. And I think we're seeing that. But I just hope, you know, knock on wood, he stays healthy and he's out there every single day. Lefties, righties, I don't care. I want him out there every day.
Brownie, I'll leave you with this. Paul Skeens, one, is an all-star. That's never happened. The year after a guy gets drafted, 1-1 guy, he's made history. Go 1-1, then the next year you're an all-star. There's a very real chance, as far as I understand it, that he could start the All-Star game. I think another pitcher that was eligible maybe to have that happen is not going to be now because of the way rotations will shake out. You have watched a lot of baseball players come down the pike and come through, a lot of ballyhooed prospects. Can you just give us your perspective on what Paul Skeens has done just 10 starts into his major league career?
Well, I think I would just fans have seen what I've seen. People have been around a long time watching baseball, same thing. We've been asked, I've asked others, you know, where does this compare? There really is no comparison in terms of body type what he has to offer and his mental capacity, the age of just turning 22 a couple weeks ago. I mean, he is, I think I heard someone suggest, you know, Doc Gooden-like in that bursting onto the scene at a young age and dominating. I guess that would be every time he goes out there, that's what I'm thinking. Because I'm old enough to have remembered Doc Gooden and, you know, when he came onto the scene and the domination that he had, and that he dominates like a young Doc Gooden. And, you know, to think he's just scratching the surface. And to watch him talk about adjustments, Chris, how this guy's making adjustments on the fly, at times toying with veteran big league hitters like he does, and to embrace these moments, to not be overwhelmed by a sellout crowd like we saw Friday night, and to enjoy those moments. And we went back to the question that you had about glass half full. The glass half full in me and all of us should look toward Paul Skeens as the guy that's going to lead this team to the promised land. And there's little doubt in my mind that I don't know when that's going to happen, but he's going to be a leader of this staff for a long, long time.
Greg Brown, Pirates Brewers, 8-10 in Milwaukee tonight. Huge series division. You can pretty much write it off unless the Pirates can make some hay against the beer makers. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Chris.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have an opportunity. I mean, I think you take out the first St. Louis game, the first night against St. Louis game. We played really well. I mean, we won a game in a walk-off. We lost a game in extra innings. I mean, I think the one that you know is a little bit, you know, frustrating or hurts a little bit was Sunday. We were one pitch away from winning, and then, you know, we would end up winning that Mets series 3 of 4, you know, because the first night we really swung the bats well, and then yesterday we bounced back. But I think the game that kind of sits in my crawl a little bit over that series is the Sunday game, because we battled back and got two in the eighth off Diaz, and then just were not able to finish it.
Derek Shelton earlier today with Paul Zeiss on the Joe Starkey Show discussing that missed opportunity that was Sunday. I didn't even get a chance to ask Greg Brown about Aroldis Chapman, but, man, Donnie, it feels like if we were doing the old money line odds, is Aroldis Chapman a member of the Pirates on on July 31st, day after the trade deadline? Yes is like a plus 1,000, man. I have a very hard time envisioning him still being on this roster. That game hurt badly to see him blow it, especially because he was getting two strikes on guys and it looked like he'd wiggle his way out of it and then just could not put anybody really away.
I was surprised last night. I had Jason Mackey on, and Jason told us in the offseason he expected him to not be on the roster.
He got signed just to be traded, yeah.
But he thinks he will be with them through the trade deadline. I think more so because what would we get out of him type scenario. Like, they probably wouldn't get a return back that would be
probably
really
not
feasible.
But you know what? I would envision them getting like a modest return, and then granted, Chapman's in his late 30s or mid to late 30s, so it's not like he's gonna, you know, you're not gonna teach an old dog new tricks, but wouldn't it be their luck they'd trade him and the team that got him would figure something out with him? And here he comes,
just
only throwing gas and missing bats again. I bring that clip up of Derek Shelton talking about that. And by the way, you can text us, 412-928-9370. Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I bring that up to bring this back up. I'm going to give you the Pirates. They've played 90 games. So you can neatly break that out into 9 10-game stretches. I'm going to give you the Pirates' record for each of their 10-game stretches this year. They started 8-2. Whee! Cheer! 3-7. Boo! 3-7. Boo! 4-6. Nah. 5-5. Nah. 5-5. Nah. 5-5. Nah. 6-4. Okay. 4-6. Nah. If Chapman, Donnie, had closed that game out on Sunday, and they had gone on to win on Monday, it still wouldn't have taken care of the three-game win streak or three-game losing streak. In fact, they had to win Monday just to get that three-game losing streak stat kept up. They would have gone, starting with game 31, They went into game 31 with a record of 14-16. They would have gone exactly 500 for 60 straight games. They would have had a 4-6 stretch and a 6-4 10-game stretch, and then 4 5-5 stretches. They would have been exactly where they were relative to 560 games prior. And you know what? I will just say this about that stat, because it's been floating around. People laugh and people point out all the flaws they have, and it's easy to say, like, well, they're not going to be this or they're not going to be that, and they're further away than you think because of this, that, and the other reason, and look at how bad their offense is. It hurts, though, that they have had this many games get frittered away. Like, this actually is kind of an embarrassment on their part. How many, during a stretch of time where they've ultimately gone two games under 500, I would love to go back through it and look at all, 60 of these games. I would be willing to bet that they got a quality start in, like, at least 40 of them. So, 6 innings minimum, 3 runs or less. I would be willing to bet that they got a quality start in at least 2/3 of these games, and they didn't even win half of them. That is just off the top of my head, I'm willing to bet that that would be close to the truth. I don't know if I can even baseball reference that, but it just feels like, even though they are a massively flawed baseball team still in many ways, that they have let opportunity after opportunity after opportunity go by the wayside because they simply have not had the runs. I'm looking at it right now. Just here, Donnie, I'm counting along here. Games since starting with game 31 of the season, all right? Here are games. I'm just going to count games they've lost where they gave up 3 runs or fewer. 1. Yeah, maybe there's not as many of these as I thought. If you go to 4 or fewer, it becomes very bad. 1, 2. 4 is the magic number here as I'm actually looking at it now. They've had multiple 1-0 or like shutout wins. They had a run where they lost 2 of 3 where they gave up 4-4 and 2. They've lost a 3-1 game. You see a 2-1 loss here. 2-1 loss again. 3-2. There have probably been a dozen games where I would say they gave 10 games where they gave up 3 or fewer and lost. Probably closer to 15-20 if I add in 4 runs or fewer and lost. Just in this span of time, not even the whole season. They started out red hot. They went through their what I would call a protracted down stretch where you go 6-14. That's a pretty bad spell of baseball. You're playing 300 baseball for that span of time. And they have not been able to get themselves up off the deck, despite having numerous games where their pitching staff balled out for them. And I am going to, no matter what happens the rest of the way, look at that as a pretty major missed opportunity. And in the span of time that this has gone on, by the way, so they started game 31, they started 4.5 games out of first place. They've lost 5 games to the Brewers in the standings in this period of time. Since essentially April 30th, 5 games in the standings because they haven't been able to just score runs. It's going to stick in my craw as we look back on this year. If they don't end up making any kind of significant push, there's going to be no way people convince me that this wasn't a majorly wasted opportunity by them because they just couldn't hit.
So there's actually the win probability added by pitcher stat. I mean, that's
a good one.
In the weeds.
It's in the weeds, but I understand it.
So they are.
Did your pitcher pitch a good game?
Yeah,
or not?
They're in the top 10 in baseball.
Okay,
5.4 is what their number is here. Now listen to the teams ahead of them.
I was just going to say, I want to hear that.
The Phillies are first.
Awesome baseball team.
Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Brewers. Yankees. Guardians. What do all of those teams have in common?
Every single one of those teams, I think, that you just said has at least 50 wins. Every single one of them. Baltimore 57, Philly 58, Braves 50, Yankees 55, Guardians 56, Brewers 53, Dodgers 55. Every single one of those teams has at least 50 wins on the season.
The league average for that stat, by the way, is 2. The Pirates are 5.4.
It's going to stick out to me as a major missed opportunity if they don't figure out a way to go on a run here, and I don't really know if they will. And now some of the pitchers who helped contribute to all that good pitching are currently laid up for potentially 2 months. You heard Greg Brown not hint at that? Brownie lets on, knows more than he lets on at times, where he says, you know, sometimes I don't know that much. Brownie talks to a lot of people, though. And man, that has me feeling pretty sobered about Jared Jones's future this specific season. That's all I would say about that. It's time right now for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Love that. Love bread. Love Italian bread. Love Saloni's Italian Bread. Donnie, take it away.
The Debrief, July 9, 2024. Malzi, we saw this tweet before the show, and we wanted to have a little bit of fun with it. Just one of those goofy things.
Wait,
that,
did you blast it out there for people?
Oh,
did you retweet it?
No, I do have to retweet it.
Yeah, we
got to
retweet this bad boy from NFL on CBS. This is my kind of clickbait.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's one of those silly things that NFL Twitter pages will do during the offseason. Very harmless but fun activity. You are stuck on a 10-hour flight. Which seat are you choosing? And the options... some fun, interesting ones. The first row on the left side, sitting next to Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson.
You're a window seat. You're 1A. So there's seven rows vertically here, and they all go six across with the aisle splitting them in the middle. So you're 1A, window seat, next to Wilson, Tomlin on the aisle.
Yeah, the row across the aisle from you is both Bosa brothers. You'd be in between Joey and Nick Bosa.
I feel like if I were in the Bosa brothers seat, it would be like, what was the sketch? It was the Saturday Night Live where it'd be like the two jocks, like, you know, chest bumping the nerd in between them. And I just feel like that would be the entire flight. So no, if you could flip it, if I was on 1C, Tomlin was in 1B and Wilson was in 1A, and crucially here, Tomlin did not know who I was or anything I've ever said about him, and we were just talking. I think he'd be an interesting guy to talk to if he wanted to. Sitting next to Wilson just feels like you would be getting some of the corniest there'd be cheesy flight jokes, cheesy lines in general. I can't do either. Screw the entire first row. No way.
He's eating his vitamins and saying his prayers.
He's doing like little ankle exercises where he's doing like, this is how I learned how to do. I'm doing it on camera right now. Oh yeah, you gotta let your shin, the muscles there in your shin, you gotta stretch them out. Dude, here, count to 10 with me. 1, 2. Like, no. He's doing like the equivalent of silver sneakers on that plane. No thank you to the entirety of row one. Next.
Row two behind where Wilson and Tomlin are sitting. Doesn't look much better. No. Aaron Rodgers, Buddy Hackett sitting next to him.
And then the open seat is 2C?
Yeah, and you do get the aisle seat.
Who's in 2D, 2E, 2F?
Brandon Ayuk, John Lynch, and then you would be in 2F.
I could
against the window.
I think I could tolerate 2F. Lynch would be an interesting guy to talk to. Ayuk, I'd be like, do you want to be on the Steelers? 1A gets even worse because Rodgers is sitting right behind you. He's probably talking about chemtrails and things like that, conspiracy theories, seed oils. He's probably talking about vomiting. I don't know if I can handle 2C. So, no, entire second row, no way. Third row.
Third row, pretty funny on the left side. It's Nick Sirianni. And then on the other side, it's that, like, mafia, that mobster, like, trainer.
No, it's Dom the security guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the security guy. Big
Eagles,
Dom.
And you're in the middle of those two? Forget about it. Forget about it. No way. No way do I want to do that. Eagles, Dom. That Eagles, Dom guy should not be a celebrity. He's on the sideline inserting himself into the proceedings. Player had the right there to... Which player was it? Who was that got into it with him?
I don't even remember.
God. It's going to drive me nuts now that I cannot remember which player got into it with. It was a high-profile guy, too. Player had every right to just slug him, for the record. Anyway, no to 3B. No way.
Yeah, the one across the aisle, it is you're on the aisle next to Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix.
I could do that one, actually. I thought about 3D for a while here, your seat 3D.
Probably get a lot of dad jokes out of Kirk Cousins.
I know. There's as long as Cousins like keeps it to a reasonable amount of dad jokes. Everyone says he's likable on that quarterback show. The best part would be observing he and Penix like interacting with each other. Hey, I'm here to steal your job eventually. Hey, I know. Hey, we don't like it. Like, you'd get a great... People love taking video... Like, they shouldn't. People love taking those candid videos, though, on flights of awkward couples. That one would be a good one. I'd sit in 3D. That's, I think, the first of these seats I'd actually sit in. Maybe 2F. Next.
Fourth row, you're against the window here. I believe that's Keon Coleman, the rookie receiver.
And Sean McDermott.
And Sean McDermott.
It'd be a great flight with those two until the last 13 seconds. Next.
You had that one in the hopper.
No, I did not. That wouldn't have occurred to
me. I'm not even sure who this is. And then it's Adam Thielen up against the window.
It's not Deontay.
No.
Who is that?
But it's a Panthers player.
I can't even tell. They're anonymous, so sure, it'd be fine. No one knows who. I can't even tell who it is. Next.
The next one's a good one.
No.
5B.
This is in contention with 1A, I think, for the worst seat on this plane.
Well, Aditi would pick this one.
I know.
Between Jim and John Harbaugh.
Oh, so many stories. The only way I would do it is if I could get on their good side, if I would just say, you know, I'd sit down, I'd be like, here we go. Here go. This is my Hail Mary pass. I'd be like, you guys got to hate being related to Crean, don't you? And if they just started making jokes like, oh, yeah, what a complete loser this guy is, then I would like it. Otherwise, please no. Kill me with fire.
The next one I think I would actually pick, it would be next to Jamal Williams and Jameis Winston.
Jameis is just very weird. Williams seems like a kind of a funny guy. You're on the window there. It'd be better to be on the aisle, but I don't mind that one. 5F is okay. Definitely better than 5B.
Row 6, another one I would consider. Next to Dan Campbell and also next to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'm a Lions. You know I'm a mark for the Lions. I'm sitting there. Dan Campbell's probably telling me a story about, you know, seeing an ant carrying a grain of sand in his backyard and how it inspired him to be a better man. Sign me up for all that corny BS. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, he probably wouldn't even get recognized on the flight despite being one of the best players in the league.
Across the aisle is one of the funniest ones.
I think right now the medals stand for the worst seats on this plane are 1A and 1E are basically tied for different reasons. 5B is way up there. And then 6E, this one might be the worst one.
You're sitting between Tommy Cutlets and his agent, who wants so badly to be the little guy in a mob movie.
Did you see he presented the Pope like a ceremonial football, the agent guy? You ever see Commando with Schwarzenegger? He punches guy dead on the plane. You have to, don't disturb my friend, he's dead tired. He's got that stupid fedora on. I would do the same thing. Sock right in the jaw. Don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
That was a remarkable 15 minutes of fame those guys had. Oh, he's kissing his dad on Monday Night Football.
It's so bad. All right, last ones here.
Row 7, sitting next to Zeke and Dak.
That one doesn't, like, really move me either way. Dak would be doing, like, cheesy product pitches. Zeke, I just don't care. I'd be like, hey, what's it like to be washed up? I think 7D, though, is where I'm going to plant my flag here and say I'd sit.
You're on the aisle sitting next to Justin Herbert and Derwin James.
To me, this one is such an obvious winner here. I think it's Herbert's, like, known to be a type B introverted personality. What are we doing here? That's perfect for a flight. He's going to put on his noise-canceling headphones and pray you don't try to talk to him. It's a 10-hour flight?
You're also probably very easy access to the bathroom.
You're in the back of the plane, theoretically, so it's going to get bumpier than it will be in the front of the plane, which is that's just how it works. Quick access to the bathroom. Your seatmate doesn't want to talk to you. The guy on the window probably doesn't want to talk to you either. That's perfect. It's 7D. It's not even close. The worst one is either going to be, I think, in front of Rodgers in 1A or 6E. As a matter of fact, I think 6E is actually the worst, sitting between DeVito and that goofball agent, whatever the hell his name is. Your 15 minutes are up, pal. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.